Mike Unity 10.
KPP.
N8VDZ mobile monitoring.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry I'm going to miss everything. NHKPP.
Morning, sir. How's your morning?
Pretty good. Down here in the Dominican Republic, playing with the magic of all of our newest technology.
Wally, but hope you're having a good time in Dominican Republic down there.
Down here working, wink, wink.
Yeah, I kind of thought that would probably be the case, wink, wink. I get it, yep. But, you know.
To everybody the best on the test, and I'm going to listen as much as I possibly can. 85 degrees down here, believe it or not, not a cloud in the sky.
W8FU. W8FU, this is November 8th. Victor Delta Zulu, good morning. How are you?
Alright, I unkeyed my mic, and I heard W, and then my radio QSY. There was some sort of voltage glitch, and it changed channels, so I didn't hear anything after I gave my call except the W.
W8FU, this is N8VDZ. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Heading to breakfast, of course, and a little ahead of schedule, so I think I'll go get me a Starbuckaroos. I'd like to get in there about a quarter after or so, and I'm literally here as soon as I leave the house.
Yeah, and, you know, next time we do a test like this, I'm gonna try to see if I, you know, if it's on a Saturday again, I'm going to try to see if we can schedule it for like 10 or 10:30 instead of 9, because I'd like to have gone to breakfast this morning, and I didn't even consider that in the planning, so, but, all good. So, Sean, just real quick, just for confirmation, you were going to shut off the Central Michigan stuff that's linked to the FBI. Were you able to do that?
Well, thanks for the reminder. Yes. What are the hours again of operation?
I'm going to say 9 to noon, maybe 1, but probably less than noon. Wow, that vehicle's loud. Probably, I'm thinking probably less than noon, but you know, we haven't done this before, so I'm not really sure how long it's going to last.
All righty, I'll be there in about 10 minutes. I'll have it shut down by 8:30 anyhow, and that way, you know, I mean, they might, you know, be perfectly okay with it, but until I clear it with the powers that be over there, let's disconnect. So, all right, very good. Let me roll through the drive through here. When are you getting started? Are you already like activated? You know, or are we good to gab for our talking on breakfast?
I am mobile right now on my way to, we're doing it at your office, and, or at least I'm going to be running it from the office, from your office there. And I'm mobile right now. I'm at 696 in Grossbeck. And, nope, this is Hoover. Sun's pretty bright and pretty glary this morning. Just got off at Hoover, not thinking. Anyway, so you know how far I'm away.
Alrighty, it's a new thing for the group, so don't be surprised if people pop in and have no clue what's going on. You'll, you know, take advantage and remind them, but I think they can coexist pretty well. You know, they'll just want to keep the chit-chat to a minimum in the hours, you know, so that you're open for your testing.
Copy that. Yeah, and I'm giving in my preamble, I'm giving more explicit instructions that I've ever given in a preamble before, just because, you know, we got a lot of new people, and I don't know exactly what they know or don't know, and, you know, let's make it work. Let's make it good. Let's help people to understand. Yep, we'll be correcting along the way, but that's part of what these drills are for. Over.
All righty, I will try to have it dialed in. Keep my ear on it. Wonder if this radio that I brought does Bluetooth. I might run home real quick and grab my APX. That way I can have that on my headset. Keep an ear on it. But, all right, well, good luck. If I can, I'll listen into the preamble, and if I can somehow participate, maybe I will. We'll see. So, like I said, break a leg.
Thanks. It's going to at least be fun. That's all, you know, it'll be fun, and we'll get information from it. Those are the two things we need and want, and there we go. All right, John, I hope you enjoy your breakfast, and we'll talk soon, I hope. NAVDZ.
All right, Mike, well, good luck, and we'll catch you later. This is W8FU on the way to breakfast early.
W8FU, AV8 here.
Hello, Phil. I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not. We've missed each other the last few weeks, but are you aware they're going to do some hospital testing, the ARPSC slash... If you feel compelled to disconnect for that period, you might want to. If you don't, I know your emergency services oriented as well.
All right. Well, I'm connected to you, so if you disconnect from them, that's not an issue.
Oh no, the test is on the FBI network. We're disconnecting from Central Michigan because we haven't asked for their blessings, and it's going to be here.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I don't care. That's fine. So, anyways, so I've got that amp to give back to you, so you want to meet me in the parking lot?
Yeah, we can either do it before, or we can do it after. I guess we'll be same place before and after breakfast, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. I'll be there right around 13 minutes.
All right. Well, there's nobody here right now as far as I can tell. Well, wait, that might be Len. But so I'm going to sit here and drink my coffee. And so I might be here when you outside when you get here.
All righty. See you shortly. AVPN.
WAW. We have breakfast? 88OD. Sorry, we doubled low there, John. Yeah, I just pulled in early. Phil's on his way.
Okay, I'm in route, leaving my stop, so I'll probably be there in under 10.
All righty. All the ships at sea. See you when you get here. I'm going to go ahead and tend to that. I'm going to disconnect from Central Michigan here. So let me handle that while I'm here.
Just talked to Captain Don. He was testing out his Starlink and his batteries. He drained his power battery, had to charge it so he could start his truck.
AVAPR heading to site camp. Four mine.
Sorry, who is that? AVAPR. Here, Phil.
So I got a slow leak in my tire. Where's the best place to go get that fixed?
This count will deal for free, 88OD.
Discount? Yeah, that's up there at 14, between DeQuinter and John, all right?
I believe so. On, was that south side or something?
Roger, all right. On my way there. Probably going to be a long wait. It's too long. Maybe I'll just put some air in it and wait and go into work late Monday. Now, is it free if you drive in on the tire or just if you roll the tire in, it's by itself?
I normally, like, my wife gets a lot of nails in her tires, and they usually plug those for free if that's what the source of your slow leak is. If it's just, like, a rim leak, I don't know if they'll do that or not. But, I mean, given how the weather changed, personally, I think I would just stop there and see if it still leaks or if it's just, because we just got shocked with cold air after having warm temperatures.
Yeah, that was what I thought it was the first time. And then it did it again. I filled it up. I knew pretty much that it wasn't. And then I got in the car when I got back from Muskegon, and here I am again. 36, 36, 36, and 22. So it's got a leak.
It didn't yell at you, like, a lot longer ago? 22, like, it's pretty low.
I don't drive the car sometimes for a day or two, you know, so I don't know. But the first time, you know, I hadn't used it for a bit, and I jumped in on a Saturday morning, and I noticed it. So I took it to work. It was a day I took it to work instead of the work vehicle. So I pumped it up thinking it was just the cold weather, because they were all down a bit. And I thought maybe it was, like you said, the cold weather. And then I was on my Muskegon trip. You know, I came back and hopped in it yesterday for the first time since getting back. It's like, oh, there it is again. So, yeah, it probably complained earlier, but just the nature of how often I drive this compared to my work car.
Given that much pressure drop, it's probably not...
KBE RCR monitor.
Somebody came in on the other band right while you were talking, and I heard something about pressure graph.
I was saying with that much pressure drop, you probably do have a nail in there or something. I mean, that's... Like usually if you have like a rim leak or something, it slowly trickles out and goes down. Like, you're talking about if you didn't drive it in a week and you lost, like, you know, 14 pounds of pressure, that's something in there, I think.
Oh, I have no doubt it's a nail or a screw or something like that. It's not a rim leak. Car's brand new. And it hasn't been anything. It hasn't even got 20,000 miles on it yet. I picked up a nail or something. So, anyhow, I can see discount from where I'm at, so I'll know in a bit.
Good luck. 88OD.
Yuppers. The only thing is, the only bear is if it's going to take a real long time. Then I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do. There's a good Mexican restaurant right here. Had I just not eaten, could have done that. There's a bowling alley. Could go bowl. But I think I'm going to be stuck. I could walk to the mall, I guess. Oh, well. Anywho, where is it? Okay. Why am I not seeing it? Huh. Quite a bit farther down than I had thought. There it is. Turning in now. Catch ya. W8FU.
W8FU, ABAPR. Anybody out there on dot 6 looking for an audio report? ABAPR.
WARCY. You sound loud and clear, practically full quieting. No issues on this end, sir.
Okay, does the audio sound full to you, not tinny?
I can't tell if it's your audio or if there's a whirring sound in it. I mean, you're coming through just fine. I can understand everything you're saying other than that.
Yeah, there's a fan running near me here. I'll move away from that. That should be a lot better right now. How's that sound?
That took care of it just fine. Yeah, you're sounding good, Phil.
Okay, Don, thanks. All right, I got to button things up here. AVA clear.
Glad to be of service to you, sir. You have a good afternoon and enjoy the day. W8RCY, we're clear.
KF8S Mobile.
Hey, ZKF. Yeah, this sounds much better now.
Yeah, a lot better. Sounds like a real repeater again. Yeah, the GMRS is a little bit louder. I think it's fine.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I might have to get in there and tweak it again, but for right now, it's fine.
So I get rich and famous. What brand new repeater, what brand new digital repeater do you want? And I was looking at some online. They're actually dual band. But those have a common controller and have a VHF and a UHF set of frequencies.
What are you looking for?
Well, I was just playing around looking at repeaters for the fun of it.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, no, you don't want this. There's only one I know that's dual band, and that's a fusion repeater. But, no, you don't get dual band repeaters.
I know. I'd never heard of that either. So, if we ever got a repeater with digital capability, what digital system would you want to support?
Oh, I don't know. We can talk about that later. No, I'm not a big fan of that.
All right. Well, the repeater sounds good, and good job, and thanks for coming out here and doing all that.
Thank you for helping me. All right. Okay. Oh, I just forgot I had to run an errand. I went the wrong way. All right. I got to rethink where I'm going. All right. Talk to you later. ABAP.
All right. Real fine, Phil. Nice work. That ain't sick, Jeff.
There's a little bit of audio distortion coming through. I don't know if it's coming out of 2600, but there's if you speak loud, it's like all of a sudden it's peaking.
Okay, is that Dave? Who's that out there?
Yep, KF8S, yeah, it's like when you speak loud, all of a sudden it's like it gets distorted. So I don't know if that's coming into All-Star like that, because, you know, you might be coming out the repeater fine, but I'm wondering if the audio coming in the All-Star is peaking a little bit.
It's possible. I may have to get in and go in there and adjust it a little bit. Let me go direct to the dots. Are you on the dot six, I assume?
Yeah, 2.6.
Okay, I'm on the 2.6 now. How's the sound compared to the other?
Yeah, the 2.6 is quieter.
Alright, so I may have to go into the Silverton and adjust that when I get back home.
Yeah. No worries. I just wanted to let you know.
Phil, you're fine up here, just so you know.
Going through the remote. Let me go back to my machine.
Coming through the network, you're fine.
Okay, so must be on days then.
Well, if you can hear yourself out the 2.6, you're louder, and it's peaking. So I don't know where the issue is. Maybe on Sean's side, I don't know.
All right. So, Ted, how does my audio compare with Dave's on the network?
Dave is really light, but he usually always is noisy.
Okay, so you're not noticing that distortion that he's talking about?
Not lately. Go ahead and really get into it. Let me see if I hear it again.
All right. Test 4. How about that? Test.
Yeah, you're clipping a little better when you yell into it.
All right, so I could back it down a little bit. I'll work on that later.
Not obtrusive, it's just when you got into the mic. When you got out of that second time there.
Okay. Sorry, something came on here that distracted me. Did you ask a question?
No, you're good.
Alrighty. Catch you later. Thanks for chiming in, Dave. If somebody's around later, I'll adjust the values, see how it sounds. ABA Peter.
Gary, I hate it.
Hey, Phil, just for a third opinion, I think that all makes sense from what I'm hearing. When I listen to the dot six, you're really loud in it. And on WB, it sounds perfect and clean. But dot six, you're a little louder than his audio on the dot six.
Okay, give me another transmission and I'm going to switch and hear what you sound like.
Okay, NHAKF, beautiful downtown West Bloomfield, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello. That's me right into my microphone. That's kind of normal operating position for me.
Okay, yeah, this is definitely a little louder. All right, I got something to work on then. Catch you later, ABATR.
ABATR, and it's AKF. KF8, EGZ, Joe and South Lyon, radio check. I had two nails in my tire.
For the price of one repair, or did they charge you separate repairs?
A discount tire, no charge. Although, I was a little disappointed because the guy's checking out my tires and he said I am like one step away from legally bald. You know, I've got 19,778, so I haven't even hit 20,000 miles yet. I got Michelin tires on this with 60,000 mile warranty, and I haven't even got 20,000 on this car. I always keep my pressure up. I get them rotated regularly. I go in more than, because I don't drive that much. I go in and I get free service with the for 3 years. I go in more, so and the tires get rotated and all that stuff. So there's no possible way. This car isn't powerful. I can't spin the tires or anything like that. There's just absolutely zero excuse for 20,000 miles on a set of tires. That's crazy. I'm gonna talk to Ford / Michelin about that. Chances are it won't amount to nothing, but if you know, what the hell's the point of a warranty?
W8RQY. Yeah, I agree. I know you've carried some weight in the back of that thing a few times, but not enough to cause that kind of damage, I don't think, because, you know, you hear some things about your struts and shocks, too. But, if you're doing what you're doing, something doesn't sound right.
Well, what the hell, man? Come on. What are these jack wagons stopping for in the middle of the intersection, son of a bitch? Now I'm hanging in the middle of an intersection. All right, I'll be back.
We're hanging with you.
All right. I got over. Yeah, it's these crisscross intersections. I'm at the one here at 1475, and the one stopped me. You know, those things, I got no objection to them, basically. You know, after you figure them out, they're like, okay, I see how this works, no big deal. My objection is that if they're too close to an intersection, another separate intersection, as they are with Stevenson and the highway being so close, there's quite a problem because they back up sometimes into the, to Stevenson, or in this case, I was backed up to the light where Micro Center was going the other way, but they should never put those in where they're going to be terribly close to another intersection, like within a quarter mile, which they did. You know, Stevenson, you know, runs right along the freeway here, so that was probably poor engineering.
Yeah, you'd think they maybe timed the traffic lights at Stevenson or John R. on either side of 75 a little bit better to relieve some of that congestion as people get used to these new types of interchanges at 12, 14, and I believe Big Beaver's got one too. Yeah, Big Beaver does have one. That was the first one I ever experienced going through those things, and I would just say they have to time the lights better.
Ain't nothing people are doing but obeying the lights, right? And at Big Beaver, I believe there's enough room to the nearest cross streets that aren't part of the whole mess to where it's not, I don't think it's a problem, but 14-mile road and 12-mile for sure. 12-mile was really jacked. It was like always, you get stuck right in the middle of Stevenson. The only redeeming factor was that there was usually never, there's very, very little traffic going south there, you know, it wasn't all that bad. 14 is worse, but it was a little better as far as, you know, the occurrence. But, it's just too damn close. And they did get the timing to the point where it's much better now, but still, You know, every once, it just depends on the traffic flow. If there's that much traffic, you know, very potentially you could get, hung up, out in the middle of a major intersection with no place to go. But, I mean, I guess at that point, just the people that are honking and blasting their horns and cussing and swearing at you, you just shrug your shoulders and go, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I can see that, and I can agree with that. But I'll take these new crisscross things over roundabouts. And I've got there's not that many roundabouts in Macomb County, if any at all, except for the one out there by 18 and Van Dyke, and Van Dyke out by one of your towers out there, and the I think Ford plant's out that way. That big one there, but I really don't come across them that much, and I really don't have a problem with them, but it was a lot easier for me to adapt to the crisscrosses at the freeway exits than it was the roundabouts.
I got no problem with either one. I just find that they should rethink putting them too close to another major intersection. The crisscross ones, because there's always going to be some backup, and it's far enough. It affects things far enough that what's going on here? Oh, you got to be kidding me! This is going to be all right. Can I get in the place? Got to get the car washed over here at Jack's, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get into the lot if this jack wagon pulls forward instead of just hanging out there. I'll be able to get in. Okay, he did. Good for him. He's still not tightening it up. Come on, other people need to get in. Tighten it up there, buddy. All right, in line for a car wash now.
Well, with the way the weather's going to be all next week, I guess people are just starting to get in line or a little early there. And, I'm looking at the weather now, and it's like it's going to be beautiful all week. In my place, air it out a little bit and get a little bit on spring cleaning, maybe a little bit earlier this year than normal. We've got the time to do it, so I might as well get that stuff started starting tomorrow. And that's pretty much it here, going on from here.
Yeah, this weather, when it starts to poke up there, getting around 40-plus, you start to think about spring. I got a lot of, I got to get some yard work done. It's going to cost me several grand and to get a tree service to come in and do some work. And I want to get that before the leaves, because it just becomes a much bigger and much more difficult job when the leaves get in. So I've got to get on the phone like right now, get somebody out. Then I got a garage I got to build after that. So I got a lot going on, and I got to get all that stuff done here this spring. By summer, I'd like that all done, because then I got to start working on other stuff that has to wait for those things. All right, anyhow, I'm here navigating the car wash craziness here. There's everybody wants to get their car wash now that it's sunny and blue skies and 40 degrees, so 36 actually, but I'm going to pay attention because I got to figure out which line to sneak into here as I get closer. Talk to you in a bit. After yours, W8FU.
Yes, sir. It's going to be 55, 63, 62, 49, 62, 72 on Friday, and rain on 64 on Saturday. That's how the week looks. But nothing below 46 degrees between now and a week from Monday. So, yeah, and just one day of rain, and it's on Friday. So, yeah, your car wash will last a good long time. All right. You've had a long day and a long morning, and I'll let you go after this and get home to the missus there and enjoy the rest of your day. WARCY, we're clear.
Okay.
they got a minute or two before they pull me into the car wash place.
I know I got a little bit of popcorn, but I'm out here in, where am I at? Marine City, on the West Road.
Roger. Well, I shouldn't have popcorn. I am at 12 Mile and Stevenson waiting to get into the Jack's Car Wash here. Brand Skippy New. Nice blue skies. Sun doesn't look like there's going to be much precipitation between now and next weekend. So let's get a rub-a-dub-dub.
That's the way to do it. I can't take mine in the rub-a-dub-dub. I gotta get the spray, whiskey kind of thing for the ladder act. But I'm on the Richmond over here in Meisner and West Road, if that gives you an area.
There you go. I know, I was gonna say, why'd my radio just go off between the songs? That happens. Yeah, you have pretty good coverage out that way, all the way out to the lake, so or the river, I should say, but not bad. So, and a little improvement in the pipe. So, we'll see. All right. Anyhow, it looks like we're getting a bottleneck here. Where I'm next up. I want to make sure I don't lose my spot in the bottleneck. Yes, pull up. Why won't that person listen to the guy and pull up? These people are just causing trouble for everybody because they won't pull up. All right, I'm going to pay attention. I'm like second to next one going in. W8FP.
Well, I found the dead zone right in front of the Bell River Power Plant in the power lines up here because I lost every word that you said, but I know you're going into the car wash. So 73T, yes. Also, just as a side note, that Cisco 7970, I bricked it. KCQDO.
Hey, BAPR, anyone around to help with setting some audio levels?
Kilo Charlie, Kilo Daily Oscar, KKKJO, Tom's here. Where am I at? Fredmore Highway, so I've got a little bit of popcorn, but I can hear you.
I'm full quieting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to just the audio coming into the node. So I understand it's a little hot right now. Is that right, Sean? I can switch between here and direct so you can compare.
Well, first thing first, do you want me on the 2.6 or do you want me on the 2.5?
The 2.6. I want to compare direct with what's coming through my repeater.
All right. Well, you sound pretty good. I don't think I'd necessarily have you do anything right now. You sound pretty good coming this way. So a lot of that brightness and hotness I heard, what'd you do? Because it seems to be gone.
I haven't done anything, but I am on a different radio.
Okay. No, it sounds pretty good. I can't really recommend anything.
Okay. Taylor, can you come through my machine and switch back and forth? Tell me which one you're on, and I'll listen on your machine and hear what they sound like to my ear.
All right, time out. As you changed your voice at the end there, and you are overdriving your, it sounds like you're overdriving your receiver, and it's hitting the skirts.
Okay, well, let me lower the input to the node, see if that helps. Test, test. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the display on the node. Yeah, wow. Okay, hold on. Let's try half that. Test, test, test. How does that, is that better sounding right there?
That sounds good, but what you need to do is you need to get right up on it. Go, hello, check, 1-2, 1-2. Get right up on it and give me a soup spoon.
Hello, pass, 1-2, 4, pass, pass.
All right, I heard a little something on 4. So you might just be hitting just you're right on the edge. Might be able to knock it down just a hair more.
Okay, let's try this. Hello, test 1-2-3-4.
All right, got louder on 4, but I did not hear the distortion. Let's rock it for a minute.
All right, let's try a little lower here. 1-2-3-4-4.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm hearing. So let's talk on this for a minute or two. Let's do a round table and just to hear, because it's always, as soon as you say okay, you can go to lock it down. That's when something popped up.
Yeah, well, I'm just doing this through Simpletune, so that's easy.
I think you sound great. You sound real good. So unless, if you really hit it hard, if it takes it over, I think you got it.
Okay, Tom, what do you think about between Sean and my voices? Do you think they're about the same level?
Yeah, when you did the 4, you sound a little bit high there, but I think you got it right where you needed to be, and I'm on the Richmond right now. But you sound pretty good. Good down here as well.
Oh, I'm sorry, I doubled. Who is that?
Good down here as well. Everybody's about the same level, and your audio's nice and clear.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, so I pulled the repeater audio out of that different connector I was talking about, Sean, and a different pin, and that made the big difference. But as I suspected, it wouldn't pass the PL, so I had to run one more connection. So the PL is coming out of the discriminator, and the audio is going out of the filtered one.
All right, well, there you go. You have that luxury. That's nice. That's a decent control. I know you really like it. But getting it done, the audio is worlds better than it was yesterday.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. It seems I'm looking at the display on the Simpletune. It still looks like it's hidden over 5 kilohertz. So I don't know. Maybe I wonder if I should even bring it down a little more.
I used to do that. I used to leave them a little hot and all that, and I have found after setting up dozens and dozens of these that really keep it, I like to keep it under 5, man. They're not lying. And not because your normal voice, normally talking and chit-chatting is fine, but somebody will come along with a little bit of a hot radio or particularly their vocals will be driving their radio pretty good, and all of a sudden you're getting that distorted, over-deviated sound. So if it looks like it's poking over, I think I'd maybe bring it down a point or two.
Okay. All right, I brought it down actually quite a bit. It's still hitting the peak. How's it sound there?
We can go around, but to me, not much difference. Sounds great, and you're probably preventing yourself from getting a problem on the high end. Tom, and then send it over to Steve.
I haven't heard much of a difference when he just adjusted it. You still sound the same. You guys are both coming in really good. You sound about the same as Sean there. KCKGO, go ahead, Steve.
Yep. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat. Yeah, I agree. Everything sounds good here. I'd call it good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I knocked it down from a value of 20 down to 5. It still seems high. Let me try one more. Just for fun here. Let's go down past 1, 2, 1, 2. It still seems really hot. I got it down to 1, and it's still very hot. Okay, now it's down to 1. Testing 1, 2. It still sound the same. I wonder if this thing is doing anything.
KE4ZYQ.
Turn off RX boost, and you're going to probably have to bring it up considerably. It's just
okay, RX boost is enabled. Hold on. Test 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh yeah, that makes a difference. Probably can. It probably sounds really weak right now, right?
Yep, now you got to bring it up. You don't need RX boost with that. Turn off RX boost and then find your spot, you know. So I don't know where you're at now, but you're going to have to bring it up.
Okay, so let's see. It looks like it could go more yet. Hold on. Let's go back up to here. Test 1, 2, 1, 2. Now let's try this. All right, test 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, I think it's still probably a little weak.
Yeah, with RX boost off, you're going to probably have to go between 3 and 500. You know, so just don't be shy, man. I'd take it right up to 5, and then you might, you know, play the prices right, you know, high, low, until you zoom in. But you're going to have to probably be up over 3 for sure.
Okay, test 1, 2, okay, let's try 500. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, yeah, it's looking better. So how does that sound to you?
That's pretty good, but let's not base it on one transmission. Let's do the rounds. First of all, why don't you give us a test 1, 2, 3, a count, and then let's go the rounds again.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. How's that?
I like it. Tom, then get Joe in there. I heard Joe, and then Steve.
Keep it right where it's at, KCK Joe. Good audio on that one there. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, he's down a little bit from the two of you guys, but it does sound really good. You know, maybe come up a little bit, but not a lot.
Well, let's see here. It looks like it's, when I'm talking here, it's hitting the peaks on my high voice. It's just, yeah, I'm gonna leave it here right now, I think. As long as it's intelligible and sounds good, I'm going to just leave it.
It sounds very good, and I might be hot, Steve. I might be, you know, it may be me now. And I know Tom is a little hot, and that may be all me because, you know, we're both going through repeaters I set up, and I might have them both a little hot because I used to let them peak up over 5, and I really shouldn't do that. And so I may go in and make adjustments on mine. But you sound real good. Phil sounds real good. Tom and I both sound pretty good, you know, if we don't hit it too hard. Anyhow, Joe, you had something. I heard you.
Okay, E4ZYQ. I'm on the UHF 625 repeater, I think, from what I see. I'm running a Yaesu 7250. The mic gain is at 4, which could go to 9. It's at 4. My output is 25 watts, and I'm on a hand mic. So there you go. If it's making any difference or even making the distance. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, we're not adjusting that one. So we're just, Phil's adjusting the 2.5. So we're just critiquing him and listening to his in that. So. All right, I'm home. Let me jump out. So I'd lock it down there. I would. I think I might be a little hot on my repeaters. So
Joe sounded a little hot. Tom sounds a little hot to me. Steve says I'm a little louder than you. I might have an adjustment to do on my end, so I would not do it on your end. I like what you sound like. You're very smooth and silky, and everything's great, and I hear no artifacts of hitting it too hard. Steve, you're similar, so I think you guys are right, and I might be a little on the hot side, so I've known that for some time. All right, anyhow, I'm home. I got to get inside, and I'll be on the radio in a few minutes when I get inside. W8FU, go ahead, Phil.
Okay, thanks. I'm locking it down. 7-3. I'm out of here for now. ABPR. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I second Sean's on that lockdown. Sounds good. I know I come in hot on the FBI repeaters. I bounced on the 5 a couple times, but I adjust my audio vocally than I compared to mic gain. My mic gain set at 0, but depending on where I hold the mic is, if I come in too hot or not. So, sounds good to me. Keep it where it's at. KCKQ.
KU4ZYQ.
Next call here is Joe, KCKQ.
Yeah, this is KU4ZYQ. I'm on the 2.5 now and still running the 4 mic gain out of 9 and running 50 watts now because of the repeater. I don't know if I'm making a trip or sounding good, bad, or ugly. KU4ZYQ.
KU4ZYQ, you sound good coming through on 2.5. I said I'm on 2.25 coming through Richmond. I'm running 70 on mine right now because I'm a little in the Outer Banks there.
Yep, QSL that. Yeah, I'm receiving this repeater at about an S4, 5 by 4.
You're coming in pretty good. A little hot, I think. I said, but me, I said I keep my gain at 0. It's leveled out, and I just adjust my audio by distance of the mic. Because I do talk a little hot sometimes.
Alrighty, well, I just thought I'd give another distance or different repeat or different station there for kind of zeroing in on how it sounds. But anyhow, KU4ZYQ clear. Have a good day.
7-3, KCKQ.
Tom, you still in here? Anybody on the 625 Richmond?
Answering you on 625 Richmond, KEAZSI.
Greggy Pooh, can you muster up your best 4-4-4-4? Hit it hard.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 5.
All right, again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 5.
Again, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 5.
Again, sorry.
Oh, no problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 5. 4, 5. 4, 5.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to lock it down here for a bit. I'm going to make some adjustments here. I can always come back and readjust this. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, no problem. Just working at my desk for a while, so it was pretty simple. KE8BSI.
You still in here, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Can you and Greg make a quick back and forth exchange? Don't be shy. Yeah, you don't have to scream or yell, but just, you know, make sure you're right on your mic and talking, you know, not whispering. Just a quick back and forth.
Sure, okay. How's it going there, Greg? What you up to?
I am good. Sean, I don't know if you still want me on the Richmond, but I am. And Phil, you're like 3% quieter than Sean, so hardly anything, but I'm listening for it. So it sounds real good.
Okay, I guess he's doing what I was just doing, messing with the cymbal tune on the node. So, yeah, so here's just a normal voice, not too quiet. And if I really get up on it, it sounds like this. Okay, but this is my normal voice, testing 1, 2, 3. Got what you need there, Sean?
Yeah, you're a little hotter now than he is. I may have to make a concession. I come down a lot. But it's still poking up over 5 on the 4s. So, I don't know. I'll play with it some more. But I may have went in the opposite direction. I may have to adjust.
Okay. Now, you sound louder than Greg. So, not sure what that means to you.
It means I've just logged into the 2.6 and I haven't ran SimpleTune yet.
Okay.
Oops.
I'm at the wrong site. I'm at the Clem. I got to go figure out. Okay, Richmond, 254.15.14. Yes, it means.
All right, I got to figure out. I got to remember my IP address. Oops. All right. I'll be back. If you guys are hanging, that'd be great, but mostly it's going to be me this time. W8FU.
Yeah, I'll be listening probably for a few minutes anyways. ABAPR.
All right, very good. Let me know if you need anything. Talk to you later, Phil and Sean, KD8BSI.
KCKJO. W8FU, KCKJO.
Pass, 1, 2, 3. Pass, 1, 2, 3.
Sound good on the Richmond repeater, and I'm on the HT, KCKJO.
Yeah, I really got my hands full right now. I'll be back. Stand by, though. I appreciate it. W8FU.
Yeah,
W8FU, anyhow, this sucks.
Not as much as bricking a Cisco phone.
I've got, hello, check 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello, check 1, 2, 3. Hello, man, I'm at 1, RX boost is off, and I'm at 1, and I'm still pegging the needle.
Which variable are you trying to adjust?
HT, because you sound pretty good here. Well, let Sean decide on the aspects of that, though. KC8KDO.
There was a double. Phil, what'd you say?
let's see, which parameter are you adjusting? Number two, receive audio?
Yeah, RX to channel one. And, I mean, it's for the most part it's okay, but I can definitely hit the end post there pretty easy. Well, for that whole thing, it was pegged.
Yeah, that's what I was getting when I had the receive boost on. Even when it was set down on one, it was, as soon as I turned the receive boost off, that changed. Did you, I think you might have to, I'm trying to think here. You have to reload the tune or something, or write it, maybe?
Well, with Simple Tune, you just, you have to save and then quit. Unfortunately, the 2.6 is still on ASL 2.0, so it's a whole, it's a little different kettle of fish, but it doesn't matter. I don't have RX Boost on, so I don't have the luxury of, you know, that's normally the problem. When I saw mine hot, I said, oh, okay, I just got to go turn my RX Boost off. And I went and looked at it and said, uh-oh, mine's already off. And it's a little different because it's not, you can't do it from Simple Tune with ASL 2.0. You got to actually go modify the file. And the file already had it off, so I'm not sure what's going on. It's not terrible getting away with it, but it was at 50, and now I'm down to 1. So I guess we're just going to lock it down here, and I'll have to deal with it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. All right, I'm sure you'll figure it out. AB is here.
All right. Well, I turned down Richmond. I may want to bump that one a hair. But how am I sounding with respect to Phil? Tom, are you listening still?
Yes, sir. I'm still listening. You sound a little bit lighter, but just a tad. Wasn't a big difference. But before you changed it, you were a little warm. But now you sound pretty decent. I think I'll lock it right there, in my opinion.
All righty, Murph, you still listening? Oh, well, I'm locking it here because I got some other things I have to tend to right now. So, okie dokie, this concludes today's silly repeater crap. W8FU.
Yeah, stick with what you got. You sound good, folks, guys. Okay, see you. Good deal.
KD8VSI mobile monitoring.
KD8VSI, KC, KGL, how's it going, Greg?
It is going well. Beautiful day out. I haven't really ventured out in a while. Just got done installing two additional 4K monitors. Triple stand up and needed a break, so I'm going to do some errands.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Did the RPC with Macomb this morning. Met up with my daughter in Marine City. Ended up getting two more tattoos, along with my wife. She got one, so that makes three.
Ah, very good. Well, that's a good Saturday. Good to your collection there. So, cool biz. Are you out and about or home or what's up?
Yeah, I got home probably about 25 minutes ago, something like that. Coming up from Marine City and was on the Richmond repeater. And, I can't think of the guy over in Bloomfield who was on 2500. He was doing some testing on that, and I helped Sean on that one, giving him, you know, everybody was picking up and giving their audio reports on it. I think they got it locked down.
Yeah, I was listening to most of that. That's still over there in West Bloomfield. He's finally getting all his gremlins worked out to a point where he can really tweak it down. So it sounded pretty good. And then I guess Sean got the bug, so he's might still be working on it, getting all his levels on everything that he's got squared away a little bit. So good day to do it, I guess.
Good radio day, but not a good tower day. Won't catch me up on one of those things.
Yeah, I do very minimal laddering around the house, kind of only because I have to in some cases, and that's about it. Not for me. I'll go help on the ground. I'll do anything I can, but going up there, no longer in the right shape to do it. And I never used to be leery of things like that. I used to climb all kind of stuff, but for some reason now I'm a little jittery, and I don't know if it's because I'm not in a physical shape to be doing it, and I'm just worried about that, or if I actually have some sort of fear of heights going, which, you know, could be. Like I said, I never used to, but things like that change. So I'm with you on that.
Word, and that's what I get, vertigo. I have an 8-foot ladder on my service, and that's about as far as it goes. Any boom lift or scissor lift work or anything like that, I'm a ground person, ground tech. I stay on the ground and technically advise.
Oh, yeah, if you get actual vertigo, yeah, that's for sure, Yvonne. I don't blame you.
Yeah, even one of my coworkers who was used to being up on boom lifts, I mean, he took a 53-footer all the way up to the tippy top and did some aerial shots. Before he went into management, he was on top of a ladder and got all shaky and stuff. He goes, well, I've never felt that before. I'm like, welcome to having vertigo, because it's actually what it is. It's not fun.
Roger that. Well, there you go. Then I guess it does change as, or can change as time goes by. Anyway, on final approach to my first destination, so I'm going to step out for a bit. KGHBN, bye.
Damn, three to you. I'm going to hop back in the house here and taking off my boots, putting on my slippers, sit down with the puppy dogs, and watch a movie with the wife. And have a good one. Enjoy your travels. KCKGO.
W8FSM from W8FU. W8FU.
KF8S. W8EAP.